Hello, everyone. Patriot Underground here. So before we begin the show tonight, I wanted to take a quick moment to urge folks to check out patriotswitch.com/patriotunderground. The web address you see on your screen right now is the same link in the description of the video, which will take you on your first step of what will likely be the most important aspect of your journey to reconsider your financial allegiances as a true patriot. Folks, we live in a matrix that forces us to turn our hard-earned money over to purchase the products that we need to support our lifestyles and to support our families and their needs to companies that actively fund operations designed to depopulate, which means to kill us off. Patriot Switch offers an opportunity for people who actually care about defunding evil to do their part. And I know that my audience falls squarely and directly into that category, while at the same time experiencing the best products out there for all of your household and your personal needs. Folks, Patriot Switch came to me with this concept, and I immediately recognized how important it was to get on board and what a unique opportunity this really is. So I hope everybody out there in the audience feels the same way. I certainly know that all of the patriots who listen to my show who have already made the switch, a vast majority of them have reached out to me and personally thanked me and my team for setting them up on this journey. This is the type of decision that should be a no-brainer for everybody out there in the audience. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. We need to do this together, folks, to affect the type of change that we've been fighting so hard to achieve and to pioneer the world that we wish to live in. It's incumbent upon us to take the initiative and to reallocate our financial resources away from the enemy and into causes supported by companies that value the same things that we do. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is January 14th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation update, and we're going to discuss how the tide is turning, the optics are shifting, and an increasing number of avenues or lenses are now becoming evident in this coordinated takedown of the deep state apparatus all over the world. Now, I think that what we're beginning to witness at this very moment is the beginning of what we've all been waiting for these past 2 years. And while it still might not be considered the appropriate pace in the minds of many patriots, the reality is that the narrative is shifting dramatically. And the nature of our discourse is changing quite significantly now, as I'm going to discuss tonight in detail. Folks, I've long suspected that the truth about COVID would be the first major red pill that all of the sleepers out there would eventually be forced to ingest. And it's ironic in a way because they wanted to make it mandatory that we submit to their deception. And now, in this budding reversal event, we are seeing the opposite begin to happen, in the sense that we, the awakened, are making the acceptance of the truth mandatory, as these red pills are being forced on the sleeping masses, and it is absolutely beautiful to witness. We always knew that one day we would arrive here. It's been said many times and in many different ways that a lie travels around the world in seconds, while the truth takes a much slower, steadier path before finally being accepted by the consciousness of the world. The White Hats and Trump understood this very well. And that's why we've so often heard Trump cryptically say things like, "Let's see what happens," or "Something's going to happen," or "We aren't done yet." And most famously, "The best is yet to come." All of us know the nature of what's about to happen, even though we don't know the exact sequence or even the precise elements of what will be at play, although I do believe that at this stage we have a very solid grasp of the possible cards that the deep state might play. as they inch closer to checkmate, knowing all along that this was a losing battle and yet being compelled to play out their assigned role as agents of evil in this epic war. Indeed, the very nature of evil separates from God, and it hardens the heart. And that's why these demons will fight until the bitter end, because they hate God. And that's why they've been waging war for centuries to usurp the role of God in our lives, to sever our connection with our Creator, and thereby destroy our ability to function in this existence as sovereign souls, tasked with the ability and the responsibility to build out our Father's creation for us and for our progeny. It's also why this has always been God's plan. What we're witnessing right now, in terms of exposure of evil, will only intensify in the weeks ahead as it reaches a crescendo in that climactic moment, which we have collectively referred to as the event. And it is going to be biblical. And while we don't know how or precisely when the event will play out, we can all feel it getting closer in the sense that the chickens are beginning to come home to roost, particularly in terms of COVID and the collusion which took place to sell the public a deception that could only have been successfully pulled off by lockstep coordination between the different pillars of power and influence in our world. So let's begin there tonight and track some of the recent developments on that front, and then connect the dots together, as we typically do, to get a sense for what could likely happen next as the plan continues to unfold with increasing momentum. Let's examine for a moment the information that just came out recently about COVID from the United Kingdom. The medical community there came out and announced that excess deaths are above the five-year average at over 20% in England and Wales for the last week of 2022. And we've seen similar statistics now for months all over the world, because the bioweapon is doing exactly what it was designed to do, and on the timeline that it was designed to do it. We all understood that when they initially rolled out the jab, that a lot of people would die, and indeed they did. But we also understood that we weren't going to see the mass die-offs right away, because the cabal engineered it in such a way that it would gradually rewrite the genetic code with the mRNA, and in the process, eat away at the immune system. We also know that the jab is actually a delivery system for the AI takeover, and that as the body is increasingly overcome by the self-replication process of these deadly ingredients, the AI learns, data mines, and weaponizes the pre-existing ailments in the individual to exacerbate disease and to cripple the body's natural immunity and genetic firewalls, if you will, over time. Nobody can deny that people started dying at an accelerated pace, not when COVID was announced as a pandemic, but rather when they rolled out the jab as a solution to this so-called virus. And I think most of us understand that this attack on humanity never had anything to do with a virus. No virus has ever been isolated, and what's actually going on is that they're using attack vectors derived from snake venom in order to weaponize the physical constitution of our bodies. And it would have been bad enough if this evil plot were directed only at adults. But sadly, we have always known that they've been targeting our children, on multiple levels, of course. But the new Twitter files are showing that Pfizer deliberately censored and inhibited the dissemination of well-established science such as natural immunity, in coordination with Twitter, to psychologically manipulate parents with disinformation to push mass child vaccination. Big tech conspired with Big Pharma to feed the public disinformation to scare them into quote-unquote vaccinating children who aren't even at risk by every statistical metric. This is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, one of many. These are crimes against humanity. And there will be tribunals. As we know, the New York Times has even reported on these tribunals that are scheduled for the summer and into the fall of this year, 2023. It's all going down this year. The information just keeps flooding out, and the mainstream media has no ability to stop it at this point. And what we're starting to see, as we suspected might happen as we inch closer to full disclosure, is the MSM beginning to report the truth. In fact, a cardiologist just came out on the BBC and on live TV said that the likely contributory factor to excess cardiovascular deaths is the COVID mRNA vaccine. And the rollout should be suspended pending an inquiry. This was on the BBC, folks. And these are the exact same voices that the MSM was silencing in the beginning of this pandemic. And so we can see the tide beginning to turn in the public discourse. And then on the same day as that cardiologist said on live TV that the shot must be investigated for cardiac events, the CDC came out and said that they were going to open an investigation into the shots for links to strokes. And this was reported by Fox News just yesterday with the headline, quote, CDC is investigating a potential link between COVID mRNA injections and strokes. Folks, there is zero chance that that is a coincidence. There are no coincidences. The Patriots are in control. You even have CNN reporting, quote, some advisors to the federal government say they're disappointed and angry that government scientists and the pharmaceutical company Moderna didn't present a set of infection data on the company's new COVID-19 booster during meetings last year when the advisors discussed whether the shot should be authorized and made available to the public. And it goes on to say that data suggested the possibility that the updated booster might not be any more effective at preventing COVID-19 infections than the original shots. And these advisors told CNN that they were concerned about a lack of transparency. Meanwhile, U.S. taxpayers have spent nearly $5 billion on this new booster, which has been given, allegedly, to more than 48 million people in the United States. And there was a quote in there by one of these doctors. He said, quote, I was angry to find out that there was data that was relevant to our decision that we didn't get to see. And then he goes on to say, decisions that are made for the public have to be made on all available information, not just some information, but all information. Quote. And once again, folks, that was on CNN. Wrap your brain around that for a moment. This is coffin nails for them. Once the truth starts being reported on CNN, of all places, that is death throes, folks. That's checkmate. Although I should remind everyone that a Trump supporter recently bought CNN's parent company, and that this is yet another element in this brilliant strategy to perform a hostile takeover of the MSM behind the scenes to slowly drip the truth out there to the public through platforms that they have been programmed to trust implicitly their entire lives. And I do believe it's working. The nature of the conversation is changing. It's undeniable. And when the Fauci files are released, we are going to see this escalate exponentially as the public becomes aware that they were duped into injecting a deadly weapon by the very same individuals that they have trusted as the foundation of their reality. And that paradigm is about to be smashed forever. Praise God. The public is soon to learn the full agenda and will eventually come to understand that this has been an attack on the entirety of humanity using artificial intelligence to permanently and irreversibly sever our connection to who we really are. The acquisition of AI companies by pharmaceutical companies should clue you in on that. It only serves to drive home that point. Even Bloomberg has recently reported that BioNTech, which is owned by Pfizer, has purchased the AI initiative InstaDeep for something like $460 million. So the public will be faced squarely with the question, why are drug companies merging with AI companies if there's no transhuman agenda? And I do believe that once the masses catch on to the lie that AI is being used to enhance our health, as they will when this process of disclosure is complete, there is going to be a massive, perhaps even violent, backlash against this system, particularly the medical system. The good news is that this has been fully anticipated and planned for by the Alliance. The bad news is that there will be no escaping the incredibly horrifying process of bringing the sleepers up to speed. And as I've said many times, awakening our brothers and sisters, guiding them through that process, is the very reason that God saw fit to open our eyes ahead of the rest of the world. We're not awake now for no reason. And I think that my audience understands that concept very well. But for those out there who may be listening tonight who are more recent to this movement, there's a reason that you're here and that God saw fit, like I said, to open up your eyes ahead of the truth fully coming out. Our love and our understanding will be the antidote that heals our fellows as we introduce them not only to the truth, but also to the golden age which we're about to enter, and that we are in fact pioneering right now. And amidst all of this, the pantomime goes on. Fake Fauci is panicking like never before as the white hats continue to inflict pain on him, and not just him, of course, but on all of the enemy. But right now, Fauci is directly in the information crosshairs. He is sweating on live TV in a constant state of fear, which is indeed poetic justice ahead of the actual justice in the form of execution for his crimes against humanity. Although we all understand this has already happened. He's already been executed. We are watching a simulation. We are living a simulation. But in that simulation, the enemy knows nothing can stop what's coming. And that's why Fauci got so visibly uncomfortable when he was asked about the looming release of the Fauci files on Twitter. He was asked on CBS, is there anything you want to personally say to Elon Musk? And he said, no, I have nothing to say to him. And the reporter asked back, not even back off? Which I think was a clear white hat calm through the mainstream media that he is the next major target to be taken down publicly. Meanwhile, the Pentagon came out and announced the end to the vaccine mandate, which is a clear calm that the division within the military has been effectively snuffed out by the white hats. And at the same time, it's being reported that the deadline has passed for Pfizer to submit results of post-injection heart inflammation studies to U.S. regulators. And while it's unclear at the moment whether Pfizer met the deadline, the company and the FDA didn't respond to any requests for comments, and neither have issued any information about the study or its results since the deadline passed. Additionally, new documents from FOIA requests reveal that under Obama, the DOD amended the informed consent requirements during the emergency use authorization for clinical trials, meaning that Obama made it okay to violate the Nuremberg Code so long as there was a quote-unquote public emergency. And that's exactly why the U.S. government continues to extend the emergency use authorization so they can continue to break international law. So this is just more evidence that the conception of this plandemic is over a decade old. And it's being allowed to be rolled out in accordance with game theory by the White Hats, which enables the truth to be accepted gradually as we approach the precipice of destruction. And it was also reported that Johnson & Johnson has stopped all production of their jab. So it should be very obvious to folks out there that not only is the entire narrative falling apart, but that we are inching closer to what we really want, which is public acknowledgement of the truth and justice, above all, to be administered for these and so many other crimes against humanity. My audience and others like it understand very well the interconnectedness of the cabal's evil operations. And the general public is gradually being brought up to speed. It's a struggle. We've all talked about it many times. It's not easy to get people to accept that the entire world is vertically integrated in a satanic, occult, evil system. But soon, these connections are going to be made very explicit and very clear for everybody to see. And I was talking about this during my recent discussion with Utsava. All of the dots which have been obscured by the mainstream media, and which we've connected over the years, will soon be very obvious to the masses. And that, of course, is as the result of full disclosure and our individual efforts to guide sleepers into the awakening process. There's a reason that we are so far ahead of the curve in terms of understanding and seeing directly through the attempt by the cabal to compartmentalize information in an effort to divide and conquer through engineered ignorance. We're the ones God sent to upend their plan by waging information war as the White Hat Military Alliance planned to turn the tide of public opinion against them by showing them directly the true nature of our enemy. This reversal event is becoming increasingly entertaining to witness, in my opinion. Everything the deep state tried to pin on Trump is now coming back to haunt them, just as he said it would. Everything they accused our leader of, they were guilty of. And this is their basic religion of inversion and projection, as we know. And isn't it pretty obvious that we're watching a movie by now, folks? Don't you think it's fairly clear that everything that they're attempting to ensnare Trump with is exactly what ends up ensnaring them? I mentioned coincidences earlier and how I don't believe in them. And I happen to think that most of my audience would agree with me. Now, obviously, I do believe that I'm asking these questions rhetorically, and in a sense, I'm preaching to the choir. But for those out there who maybe need some reassurance, ask yourself that very basic question. Do you really not see all the puzzle pieces coming together at this point? Each of us has to apply our own discernment, of course, and we all come to different conclusions based upon that, but I suspect that most of you out there are nodding your heads in agreement right now. They made a big show out of raiding Mar-a-Lago to search for classified documents, and what's happening now? We have, what, four sets and counting of fake Biden doing exactly what the DOJ went after Donald Trump for? You've got Representative Andy Biggs tweeting that Biden stole classified documents, stored them at his think tank while he was VP, and this, of course, was before the whole Corvette story, which I'll touch upon in a minute. But in that tweet, he points out that the vice president does not have any authority to declassify documents. And by the way, this think tank received over $50 million from the CCP. And as the result of tweets like this and others, which will undoubtedly flood the narrative space in the coming weeks, the fact that Joe Biden was a puppet of the CCP and partnered with them to carry out this attack against humanity is going to become completely obvious to the public. And they're terrified, folks. What remains of the enemy? Again, much of this is a pantomime, but there are still enemy combatants out there. But their days are numbered, and they know it. We have Matt Gaetz revealing Republicans will reveal 14,000 hours of January 6 footage that have been hidden from the public, which are going to finally expose what really happened that day, and in the process undermine the entire rationale for the January 6 committee. Not only that, it's also going to undermine the entire narrative that MAGA Trump supporters are a domestic terror threat. Rather, it's going to expose the three-letter agencies, particularly the CIA, the FBI, and the DOJ, as being in collusion against the American people in order to establish the legal groundwork to put all of us into camps and, of course, to carry out legalized genocide. And as Representative Jim Jordan's first investigation as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee begins and starts to examine Biden's mishandling of classified documents and the DOJ's investigation, we see fake Biden making increasingly asinine statements, attempting to somehow excuse his criminality, basically indicating that not only does he have no idea what's contained in the documents that he took illegally, but that he stored them in a garage with his Corvette. I mean, honestly, it's getting somewhat comical at this point, don't you agree? And now, Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate the mishandling of classified documents by Joe Biden. We are living through the early stages of the most incredible reversal event since the days of Haman. A reference to the metaphor 107 is made famous that incorporates the biblical nature of the events we are about to witness unfold. But folks, it's hard to make it more obvious while still allowing folks to organically snap out of their coma. There was a video that showed fake Biden's mask malfunctioned to such an extent that he literally looked like Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. While referencing the events of January 6th and saying that they happened in July. I mean, I'm not sure how much more obvious they can make it at this point, that this is not the real Biden. But we know that there is a very specific reason that the alliance is playing it out this way. And as Q the Storm Rider recently pointed out, we know that Trump pushed McCarthy for a reason. And certainly we all identify him as a swamp creature, supporting Ukraine, getting billions into Ukraine through a money laundering system that returns the money to the U.S. military-industrial complex. So what's happening, of course, is all of this money that's being sent over there is really getting filtered back to the same power structure in their final stages before checkmate, as I've said. It's being sent back to all of these Freemasons, the Rockefellers, the Jesuits, the Rothschilds, and BlackRock, who recently announced that they're downsizing, which is a very strong barometer that the tide is shifting. But these families and their affiliated corporate operations, they're the ones who run the entire military-industrial complex. They're the ones who create weapons, who engineer wars, and they do it to pursue world domination through depopulation and, of course, then consolidation of power through associated money laundering operations. It's all interconnected. And so Trump is playing a game to expose all of it. He's using McCarthy and the deep state Republicans and rhinos to expose themselves. And McCarthy is playing a role. And this goes back to what I was saying in my last episode about Trump's mastery of misdirection and camouflage. He's posing as a unifying force within the Republican Party, ahead of the Republican Party essentially turning on itself to do exactly what I just said, which is to expose the entire fake paradigm of the two-party system as well as the three-letter agencies and the Pentagon. Trump and the White Hats understand that in order for these institutions to be exposed, they must expose themselves from within, which is why 2023 will be not only the year of the rabbit, but also the year of the whistleblower, as once again, Juan O'Savin has famously suggested. And by the way, the last year of the rabbit was 1963. Let that sink in for a moment. But as this pantomime accelerates, you can expect to see more and more of these deep state rats turning on themselves. And triple agents like McCarthy and General Flynn maneuver covertly to expose what's been hidden for so long. I do believe that both of these men are playing very specific roles for the White Hats. And while I don't know definitively whether the character of either one of these men is aligned with our cause, or whether they were coerced by the White Hats into playing a role, I certainly have my suspicions, it's very clear that they are being controlled and directed at the highest levels in order to advance this overall plan. And so as all of this corruption within the government is being exposed, as I was suggesting earlier, the masses are going to understand the direct connection between war, money laundering, and this unprecedented biological attack on humanity, amongst many other attack vectors as well. And as we all know, eventually, the dark recesses of the cabal's unspeakable evil and satanic ritual abuse, raping and torturing children specifically, and so much more. These practices, once they become public knowledge, are going to unite the world like never before. And humanity will never be the same as this truth comes out about what happened to the children on our watch. All of these moves are being made, folks. Everything that you're witnessing right now is a staged operation. I've talked about Follow the White Rabbit. I believe it was in my last episode, it may have been two episodes ago. But that's where this is all leading, to the bottom of this dark, satanic, twisted rabbit hole. The fall of the cabal, the destruction of the deep state, and everything and everyone and every institution and agency that protects it. Donald Trump is a master chess player. He's a genius. As I've said many times, he understands that you need to keep your friends close and your enemies closer. He's done this so many times, folks, we've lost count at this point. And like I said before, there's a reason that he chose McCarthy. This plan to drain the swamp has been unbelievably intricate and coordinated. They have performed a covert coup d'etat against the deep state, of which Trump is the public face, of course. And we are in the final stages. It's very likely that as the deep state agenda continues to get exposed along with McCarthy, that Trump's surface level attempt to unite the Republican Party is going to be viewed favorably by the public. And it's somewhat ironic in a sense because we know that Trump is actually destroying the political paradigm. But on the surface, he has to appear as if he's the uniting force for the time being. Because you got to remember, there are tens of millions of Republicans out there who don't understand how they're being manipulated into supporting things like the vaccine agenda and siding with Ukraine against Russia and on and on and on. Where we go one, we go all. This is a very delicate deconstruction of the ideology of millions of people who are going to join our side in the weeks to come as this process heats up. It's happening every single day. It's happening every single moment. And as this continues to build, we are going to see all the pillars of the deep state crumble in spectacular fashion, particularly big tech, as Elon Musk leads the charge with the Twitter files. And in case you need more evidence of who Musk is working for, in the wake of the events in Brazil last week, it's been reported that Elon Musk fired the entire team of Twitter in Brazil, including those responsible for moderating content, after he discovered that employees benefited leftist politicians in the Brazilian elections. There's also no more press office for the company in the country. So once again, I implore you to ask yourself honestly, who's really in charge? I think we all know the answer. Folks, the tide is shifting, as I've said a few times already tonight. It's really been the theme of this episode because it's so critical that the audience understands just how much we have to be excited about and encouraged by amidst the enemy's desperate last attempt to somehow control the information, or I should say prevent the information from slipping out of their control. But as I've said, it's not going to work. Nothing can stop what's coming. The winds of change have been steadily rising in intensity in preparation for the eye of the storm. And in that process, we can see through the optics just how many incredibly positive things are happening on a geopolitical scale. The World Bank has warned that new stocks could tip the global economy into recession, slashing growth forecasts for most countries. And what we know is a clear calm that the controlled financial collapse is imminent ahead of the rollout of the quantum financial system. And as I postulated in recent episodes, I do believe we will see a direct correlation between the escalation of Russia's conflict with NATO and the crumbling of the US dollar as the world's reserve currency. All by design, as the BRICS nations have seized control over much of the world's energy supply and backed their currencies with gold and other precious metals, while enforcing that all transactions must be carried out using sound money within a decentralized and transparent system. And then contrast that with the CBDC that the alliance is allowing the cabal to roll out as a part of this pantomime, which will also coincide with and be a major driver of the complete collapse of the SWIFT fiat central banking system. This is why all of the offshoots of the current central banking system are warning that a financial calamity is coming in 2023. It's also the reason that massive hedge funds, including the Swiss National Bank, have suffered colossal losses this past year. Swiss National Bank lost something like $140 billion in 2022. But what they're not telling you is that after the collapse, the controlled demolition of this corrupt financial system that we've known our entire lives will be the emergence of a beautiful system that's going to replace their debt matrix prison. And that, of course, is the quantum financial system. We also have the GOP-led House repealing funding for as many as 87,000 IRS agents, which was part of the Democrats' over $740 billion Inflation Reduction Act. It was a 221-210 vote. It took place after the House passed a new rules package. Now, obviously, Biden isn't going to sign this, but this is being done strategically to expose the corruption within the IRS and lead to what many are expecting is a debt jubilee ahead of the full rollout of Nasara and Jassara. All of this is part of the plan. And in addition to all this, we're seeing the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, come out and announce that central banks will not be associated with the climate change agenda any longer. He came out and said, quote, "We will not be a climate policymaker." And he added that it would be inappropriate to use the central bank's tools for climate goals. Wow. That's quite a reversal, isn't it? And he went on to argue that the decisions regarding policy towards climate issues should be determined by elected officials, not governed by the bank system. And on that note, I think it's important to remind folks that the U.S. Treasury absorbed the Federal Reserve already. And this is the public rollout ahead of the announcement of the dissolution of the Federal Reserve. And it's intended to indicate to patriots that the white hats are in control of the financial system, and it will not be used as a tool for tyranny any longer. And of course, we've also discussed the comms of the death announcement of Queen Elizabeth II along those same lines. And so as this epic conflict continues, it's interesting to watch the pantomime build toward a climactic moment parallel with the buildup to World War. And we've discussed many times the scare event, which we do believe is coming, and directly correlated that with the escalation between NATO and Russia. And on that front, Ukraine has become effectively a NATO member at this point, according to their defense minister, just as Russia has announced its complete liberation of Soledad. But of course, they're continuing to meet with heavy resistance from many of the mercenaries in Bakhmut, who've reportedly used chemical weapons against Russian troops. And additionally, Poland has recently transferred Leopard tanks to Ukraine, and they're poised to enter the war soon along with other NATO nations. We can see quite clearly how the trajectory of this conflict will lead to the dissolution of NATO. Not only NATO, but the European Union and the United Nations. And I happen to suspect that this will be the result of many internal military coups, which are all planned to take place as Russia advances on Europe. And we've also heard reports that there was an explosion at a gas pipeline connecting Latvia and Lithuania, which I happen to suspect is an attempt by the cabal to draw additional countries into the war against the BRICS nations, who now control, as I said, much of the world's energy. I believe it's north of 65%. So it's worth repeating that the objective of this war is not only to denazify the region and to clear out dumps and tunnels while rescuing countless victims of satanic ritual abuse. It's also designed specifically to drive the death of the US dollar through this conflict over energy. The crypto collapse with FTX that we're watching is undoubtedly going to lead to the collapse of other exchanges. And that's serving to highlight that this financial tool created by the cabal was always intended to be used to launder money and thereby generate revenue for this evil system. Remember that all the different elements of this plan are interconnected, which again helps us to understand why operational details remain fluid as the enemy plays out their last cards. So the narrative is shifting. The fabric of our culture is beginning to change, and mainstream media is actually accomplishing so many of these objectives while simultaneously driving their own demise through lack of credibility. The World Economic Forum's Klaus Schwab recently announced ahead of the Davos meeting that, quote, to bring people together for an informal dialogue in a remote Swiss village can be or should be a good recipe to restore trust, end quote. Which, of course, is a complete inversion of reality. They also announced that 2023 will be the year of the polycrisis. I agree, but not for we the people. The polycrisis is going to be for the cabal. They're the ones who are facing their final destruction. And no amount of gaslighting, no amount of deception is going to change their divinely appointed fate. So we're continuing to see indicators that our world is changing for the better with every passing day. Mel Gibson and Shia LaBeouf reportedly are producing a movie about the New World Order, about the Rothschild family. And by the way, this was announced by Newsweek. Just let that sink in, folks. Do you really think that this would be happening if the cabal was still in control? And then meanwhile, China, whom we know is actually controlled by the White Hats, they came out and announced that they're moving to regulate deepfake technology, which has been used for years now to deceive the public. So we're moving closer and closer with every passing day to a world of transparency with regard to information, finances, governmental leadership, and so many other categories. The same tools that were used to oppress us are now being wielded against the enemy to bring about their destruction. And it is a beautiful thing to watch, as will be the removal of Joe Biden by way of impeachment, as Representative Byron Donalds has pledged, or perhaps by way of the 25th Amendment, which Trump told us would come back to haunt Biden. Be careful what you wish for. Mass arrests are coming, folks. A lot quicker than I think a lot of you may think. In fact, there's a reason to believe that the FAA outage was not an outage at all, and was actually a white hat operation to apprehend many of these individuals while preventing any domestic flights from leaving the country in an attempt to flee justice. You can take a look at the flight tracking radar yourself, and you can see how many military aircraft, including fighter jets, were in the air at that same time, and draw your own conclusions. But one way or another, folks, we know that the ending is inevitable. This process continues to test our mettle and prompt us to continue to develop our spiritual apparatus in an effort to make us the leaders that we were born to be of this new world that we're pioneering together. When I really stop and think about the enormity of what we've been tasked to do and the blessing that has been bestowed upon us by the source of all love, all beauty, and all truth, I get overwhelmed with gratitude. And these final phases of the war, folks, are going to be difficult. And so I urge each and every one of you to rise to the occasion, to be the best of yourselves, to gravitate toward the light and distance yourself as best you can from the darkness and the negativity. Ask the tough questions. Criticize when necessary, but never lose faith. Not only in the plan, but in what the plan represents and where the plan ultimately came from and who it really belongs to. Folks, the world is changing. It's undeniable. And each of us have to decide at this critical moment that we're in just how deep our commitment to justice really is, and how far we're willing to go to fight for a better world. We're in a season right now where there are many people out there who feel as if all hope is lost. But I would remind everybody out there that that's exactly what the precipice of destruction looks like. And it was always intended to be the direction we were going to go before light dawned on this age of darkness that we are leaving behind. It's no longer deniable. And while I can't promise any specific events are going to happen in any specific order, at a spiritual level, I guarantee you that at the end of this war, every sacrifice that we have made, both individually and collectively, will be universally understood as necessary and noble, and therefore never in vain. This golden age, which Trump has mentioned many times, is upon us. So if you're feeling weary, go inward. Seek to get closer to the Lord. He will sustain you, as he does all of his children, in these final weeks and these final months, before we dance together in the streets, celebrating victory for humanity. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please leave a like if you did. Also, please check out the links in the description. Oh, before I mention that, make sure you follow me on the different platforms I'm on. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. And make sure you check out those links in the description. There's a link to patriotunderground.shop. Please pick up an item or two. I have t-shirts, beer mugs, stickers, hoodies, a whole bunch of really cool items, very affordably priced. Please pick one up, folks. It helps me out quite a bit. Also, please consider becoming a patron. Thank you so much to all of my patrons. Thank you to everyone out there who has supported me and guided me through this process by being honest and loving in your commentary and your criticism. I appreciate and I love each and every one of you. I also want to mention, folks, before I sign off tonight, make sure you check out PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for all of your household and personal items. All of the products made right here in America, non-toxic, high-quality products that you will not find in terms of quality in any of the big box conglomerates. And I know that none of you really want to be shopping there anyway. Patriot Switch gives you the opportunity to do your shopping elsewhere, to align your values with your financial resources. And that's part of changing this world. That's part of this war. Do the right thing, folks. Check it out. PatriotSwitch.com. Make the switch today and join us in our efforts to defeat the cabal. I promise you won't be disappointed. All right, folks. Thank you for listening once again. I'll be back soon. In fact, I've got Kerry Cassidy coming back on Monday to do another situation update. I'm very excited about that. So I will bid you all adieu for tonight. I love and respect each and every one of you. God bless and Godspeed. Until the next time, Patriot out.